Everyone can see you. Everyone can hear you.
Wait, what just happened?
But on July 12th, no one can help you. Halloween Resurrection.
Are you scared?
No.
Rated R. In theaters everywhere. Friday, July 12th.
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I can't really say that I know a Busta song.
Oh,
Ghetto
any?
Superstar?
No, he's not in that song at all.
I think he does like a, oh, oh.
No,
oh.
That's Old Dirty Bastard.
Oh, really?
Well, he did that song with Janet Jackson, where they're like the liquid abyss monsters in the music video. It's like, gonna make your body wet.
Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, that's a Busta Rhymes song.
Okay.
But you,
what about?
I remember you saying, I remember all his music videos had weird close-ups of his mouth. And I was like, well, that's pretty much all of his music videos. All of his videos had like a big wide-angle lens on
them. He's like a very big mouth talker. Like he has the biggest mouth. Even when he's whispering to that girl when they're like running away from Michael Myers, he's like, we got to get out of here. Yeah. He's coming.
Yeah.
No, I felt like I sound like the lion from The Wizard of Oz.
He chews the scenery for sure.
He sure does.
Especially
large
all over this
mouth,
movie.
Man. Very large mouth. Well, this is, to me, like, what number Halloween is this? Resurrection.
This is a 7.
7. Okay. Probably too many. They're on to, like, probably coming up on 10 now, right?
I think they've done 10.
Done 10. Or the new one that's going to come out with Jamie Lee Curtis that they just
announced.
That'll
be the 10th one, yeah.
And that's starting to shoot beginning of 2018.
Right.
So that's going to be awesome.
It was supposed to be shooting already, but something delayed it. I don't know what's going on.
And Danielle something, who played Jamie in 4 and 5. Like,
Harris?
Yes. That is, what's her face's daughter? Jamie Lee Curtis's daughter or something.
Is that who she is in these movies?
Yeah.
When did Jamie Lee Curtis have time to have relations in any of these movies? During 3?
I don't know. I mean, isn't it her daughter? I'm pretty sure it's her daughter.
I don't know.
Oh my God. I think it's her daughter. Because it's Uncle Michael. Because she's like, Uncle Michael? So who else?
Well, that would make him grandpa. Oh, no. That would make
Grandpa, no, because that's
Grandpa
her...
Grandpa Michael?
That's her brother. That's Jamie Lee Curtis's
brother.
That's
how uncles...
You never knew that?
No, I knew that. I just didn't
know... That's how uncles are made.
I just...
Let's go through the family tree.
I just didn't know that they ever alluded to that. So what happened in Halloween 3, when we weren't following any of the Michael Myers stuff, that was when Jamie Lee Curtis was getting down...
I suppose.
And having a child... Right?
Yeah, that had to have been. She needed a break to like get knocked up and have like a 6-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And then get locked up because she was crazy.
So tell me a little bit about your background with the Halloween movies.
So, I mean, I guess really the first Halloween movies I watched all the way through were Halloween 4 and 5. And they happen to be my favorites. I like 3 as well.
I like 4 and 5 as well.
Then I saw one. I think I saw 2 before I saw 1. So I really watched it like ass backwards, but they didn't play Halloween 1 and 2 on the Days of Halloween on AMC.
Yeah.
They just played like Fear Fest. They just played like Hellraiser 1 and 2 and stuff. And usually it was just Hellraiser 2. They just kind of played these random numbers. It's like they couldn't get the rights to Halloween 1 and 2. So I watched those years later and I was like, these aren't as good. But
the first ones?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I get why people like them, and I watch them out of order. They'd probably be my favorites if I saw them in order.
When's the last time you sat down with no distractions and watched the first one?
When's the last time I sat down without any distractions and watched anything?
Well,
would be a better question.
Well, I think if we tried it one time, you would find it's a really, really good movie.
But how do you like go to the bathroom if you can't have a distraction?
Well, you can do that. I just mean like watching the screen the entire time.
Not like staring at your iPad and doing puzzles or like, you know, playing Garden Quest
doing
or
anything
whatever.
Else.
Yeah, I don't know. I always am doing something when I watch movies. I mean, I'm taking notes when we watch a movie for this, which these are the shortest notes I've ever taken for a movie. It was even like Well, I don't really know what I have. I usually start off with like a good amount of writing, and then it turns into like things that don't make any sense. And I'm like, huh, I wonder what this is.
Yeah, my notes don't make any sense either, but they're meant to jog memories of moments.
Yeah, because then you're like, what is hairy asshole? Ah, that's right. I have a hairy asshole. Speaking of hairy assholes, this movie to Jamie me Lee was Curtis, a little right? bit of a hairy asshole. No, I imagine she probably didn't have a razor to shave her legs in the mental institution.
Probably not.
And how long was she in there?
I don't know, because when we first see her...
I didn't see H2O, by the way, just to like preface this.
Well, I think H2O is one of the worst Halloween movies, but a lot of people seem to really like it. I don't know why. I think it's the most expensive one, maybe.
Seriously?
Because they put like... I Know What You Did Last Summer, Scream money behind it and got the writer for that and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, H2O, I don't know. It just seemed more thriller, less slasher than the other movies.
Okay.
Were. And I felt like this movie was kind of like a good return to form, even though this movie is really bad.
This one has to be the 8th then, because wasn't Halloween 6 the one where Danielle Harris had a baby?
You're right. So this one coming up is the 11th Halloween.
Oh, they should have done the 10th. Like they gave that to Rob Zombie just like
yeah, and that's like
slapped
a really,
his dick on
and
that.
And that's like a really bad one too.
Oh,
that,
it's horrible.
That Halloween 2 remake.
Yeah. Did they put that out on an anniversary or do anything cool with it? Because I mean, 10 is like a big number for a
I don't think so
series like this. So.
There was a while. It was funny because Rob Zombie wasn't going to do that Halloween 2 for a while. And then they were working on it for like 8 months or something and couldn't get a director. And he was like, all right, I'll do it if you can't find anyone else.
That's kind of like how Peter Jackson got thrown into The Hobbit, right? Yeah. Or J.J. Abrams or something. Yeah, Star Wars, they didn't start off with anyone.
Yeah, but Guillermo del Toro was supposed to direct the Hobbit movies. And then,
that would have been weird.
And then he left, and then Peter Jackson's like, all right, well, I guess I'll do this.
Here we go again. Gosh, yeah, that must have really sucked getting paid all that money for that. Yeah. Wow.
There's like GoPro
so
footage in that second Hobbit movie. It's really weird.
It is. I haven't watched the third one.
You haven't watched any of them but past
well,
the first one.
I saw the first one in the theater.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so,
you just
so
said
I
watched the first
and
one.
I've watched like half of the second one and none of the third one, and I hear the third one's really good.
Is the second one the one that's like three and a half hours long and has the dragon, the smog, the decimation of smog?
Yeah, that's the second one.
Okay. What's the third one? Here we go
the
again.
The Battle of the Five Golden Armies or something.
Did you just make that up?
Well, it's something like that. Battle of the Five Knights.
We were
the Golden Battle, the Golden Army.
We were watching the Golden Compass earlier. That's why I feel like you were making that up.
I think there's some gold in there somewhere.
There's some gold. So this movie has a 4.1 on IMDb.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
When it came out, it had a 12% Rotten Tomatoes rating.
Now, how can you find that out, what the rating was when it came out? Because Rotten Tomatoes wasn't
research.
Even a thing.
Research.
Are you saying
yes? It was.
Are you saying it currently has a 12%?
No,
on
I'm saying when it came out, it had a 12% rating, according to my sources, which I am not going to share.
All right, fair enough.
But if you're so inclined as to check my research, you might find that it's a 12%, and that Rotten Tomatoes was founded in 1972.
Mm,
okay. I don't. That's made up. Oh, okay. I don't know that. But. Someone may have made up the 12% and who knows.
And that someone is you.
And it was me. I put it on Wikipedia. Damn it. I gave away my source. So it's not as credible, obviously. But I guess the director came out and he wanted to do something like Halloween 3, where it had nothing to do with Michael Myers. And I don't know why they didn't do that or go that direction. I think they did like polling. They asked people, they did pole dancing and they were like, hey, hot stuff. You want to see it like Halloween 3 or you want to see Michael Myers? And they were all like, oh,
do you
fuck
want
that shit.
Irish guys from Stonehenge with microchips in their masks and stuff? Or do you want Michael Myers?
And they're like, well, you said Michael Myers really weird, but I think I want Michael Myers. I don't know what Stonehenge is, but
like,
would
no
I
ever,
I've
no.
got a Stonehenge right here you can sit on, lady.
Like, damn, no one ever picks Irish people from Stonehenge with microchips in the masks.
Damn. Maybe we should rephrase it to like snakes crawling out of your mouth and you die on the floor or something. But they basically were like, no, we want Michael Myers. And so the director then, of course, you know, they approached Jamie Lee Curtis and she signed on for the film after doing H2O. And the director went around and was like, oh, yeah, after Jamie saw the script, she wanted to be in it a whole lot more. And then she said no. And then she came forward and was like, no, I never said that. And actually, I think this film is a complete joke. You have to be a fucking idiot to make something like that up and think that someone's not going to come out and be like, no.
Well, maybe they were buddies. I mean, this guy directed Halloween 2.
Yeah.
So I think he's the first returning director of the series.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's weird to make that up, though, and be like, she said she wanted to suck my dick on the film set. And she's like, no, what I said was that he was a piece of shit and I hated him and wanted to cut off his dick.
Yeah. I said my husband, Christopher Guest, wanted to suck his dick on set.
Christopher Guest is her husband?
Yeah.
Is he straight?
He must be.
She's a hermaphrodite.
Well, she was a hermaphrodite for like 5 minutes after she was born.
Oh, okay.
I think really? She's been a woman her whole life.
All right, we won't get into that whole biology because I need to look that up on my source of Wikipedia here. But yeah, Halloween 2 is probably my least favorite. I mean, Halloween 6 I don't really like either.
You know, I think I want to watch Halloween 2 pretty soon because I generally don't like it. And coming off this movie, I think I like this movie better than Halloween 2.
Seriously?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, I would say that I like Halloween 2 better than this movie. So, I mean, prior to seeing this, I would have said Halloween 2, like knowing Halloween 1 through 5. I don't know if I've really seen 6.
6 so, is, it's all right.
I don't really get it. But this movie is so early 2000s.
It is.
It's
so early 2000s, it's still 1999.
I spotted so many things. There were scooters that you could ride on the sidewalk. They have bicycle lanes these days because of those people probably murdering pedestrians.
Dark denim jackets.
Oh, yeah.
And lipstick and makeup. And,
well, that's still around.
Yeah, but not quite the way
I have a dark denim jacket and I wear it. I don't wear it with
and,
denim.
And
Canadian tuxedo.
Flashlights and Palm Pilots. And
was that a Palm
Blackberries Pilot? Or whatever?
Blackberries were not even, they were not around.
Really?
I had a katana, a Sanyo katana, and it was like a sword and it would go doo-doo-doo-doo.
What was the T-Mobile Sidekick? Do you remember that? That was the first phone that was like a smartphone.
No.
And it had that screen that you would pop and it would flip up.
Oh.
And rappers would use it all in music videos. That's how I always knew
it was. I thought
that was
a Motorola.
Well, I think it was a T-Mobile Sidekick.
They had like razors and all this shit.
Well, the Motorola Razr was the thin phone and stuff. But the T-Mobile Sidekick looked like a Game Boy Advance or something and you would flip it up.
Yeah, it did. I mean, what was weird is that the whole time when they were using the phone, they could text message or be in chat rooms. We weren't quite sure how she was communicating with that guy, Dexter or whatever his name was.
Decker.
Whatever. That's a dumber name. Declan. also reference the Osbournes. They have iBooks, side satchel backpacks, which were like fucking cool, but were
What's
really
a side
bad.
Satchel backpack?
It's like the kind that goes over your shoulder and it like is on the side.
I think I might want to buy one of those.
Really? They're so bad for your back.
Are they?
I mean, my backpack is bad for me. Yahoo chat rooms. I was on AOL Instant Messenger chat rooms. They must not have like had their permission. And then hamster cages with all the tunnels.
Hamster cages is such a 90s thing.
It isn't.
You just don't see people like with hamsters these days.
You know what's so weird is like people are afraid of drinking out of a Nalgene, but we put our hamsters in like Nalgene cages with like Nalgene tubes that they would go through and they were somehow safe.
Yeah, you can live in a Nalgene if you're a rodent.
Yeah, if you're a hamster, you could just live in that. Well, you're forced to. But I remember my cousin had like the coolest hamster cage and it had all these like tunnels and shit. And it was like how they put those naked mole rats when you're at the, what do they call those things?
Zoo.
I was going to call it a museum. And they like go through all these tunnels and it was really cool. But I was like, can the hamster climb up diagonally, like straight up and then go?
No, I think that's just meant for him to go
fall
and
down.
Then fall down immediately.
Yeah, like,
Yeah. So tell me about this guy who has the hamsters. When this movie started, you went, oh, that guy's in this movie.
Okay. Who is that? Now, I don't really know what his name is. I'm just going to, I didn't check what his name was on my sources, but he is in several Disney Channel original movies. He's in Smart House, The 13th Year, or no, he's not in The 13th Year. Luck of the Irish. And he's just like got spiky hair and kind of looks like Joey Fatone from NSYNC. It's weird.
Well, who is that? Because I have to say, I was in a movie theater once in the early 2000s and a preview for Final Destination 3 came on and he's in that movie. And the trailer ended with him like, with a shot of him like, we'll see you on the ride. He's like pointing and yelling it at somebody off camera.
And dies immediately.
Well, he's like, we'll see you on the ride. And then I remember hearing all these girls in the theater be like, oh, it's that guy. And I was like, who is this fucking guy?
He was just the total Disney Channel guy. Ryan Merriman was his name. Just popped into my brain. I didn't look it up anywhere. And gosh, what was... So he was in, yeah, Smart House, some other Disney Channel shit, The Luck of the Irish. I already mentioned that. And then I guess, like, after Luck of the Irish, he did Halloween Resurrection. No, it was right after. Yeah, he was a stud. He was a good-looking guy. He really does look like a young Joey Fatone, which I doubt that any, like, Joey Fatone fans listen to this podcast, but because I'm probably the only Joey Fatone fan
aren't we all really just born Joey Fatone fans?
Yeah, we're all born fat ones, so yeah. Unless you're preemie. But anyway, yeah, so... He had the hamster cage and was dating the girl in the Yahoo chat room and doesn't even fucking meet her in the end.
They are never in the same shot or the same scene together.
What the fuck like, is that?
That is a completely tacked on, reshot plot. All his stuff, talking to the girl and everything.
That is so weird to me. I was just like, oh, he saved her life. Like, maybe she'll like suck his dick a little bit. But no, it's no, like her and meet. Busta Rhymes in the end, and they're like, oh, I'm motherfucking Michael Myers. I'm gonna fuck
now
him.
Now she
in
gonna
ass.
Suck my dick like kill a shark.
Kill a shark. He had
baggy
so many
ass overalls.
There were so many dumb Busta Rhyme lines in this movie.
He's the best part of this movie.
You know what? There need to be more Tyra Banks and Busta Rhymes
moments.
I know.
That's like... It's just perfect. That could just be the whole, I want to see a Dangertainment movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, first of all, did they even have like YouTube or any kind of webcam back then?
They had nothing like this. The only thing I can think of is that this is like a Halloween movie that was inspired by Blair Witch Project, like home video stuff and found footage. And that MTV show, Fear, right? Doesn't it seem kind of like that?
Fear, was Fear early 2000s? I don't know when that show
was. It
was
late 90s.
I don't know. I don't remember when it was.
But it's totally like they were like, we need something that's hip and cool and ahead of its time. The internet is so cool. What if Michael Myers was on the internet?
That's what they sat around and sounded like. Yeah, I have no idea. I guess it was maybe like 2000s. Something. Well, obviously, because here we are. I don't know when it was, but I loved that show. It was so fucking stupid and fake, though.
It's on YouTube. We should watch it.
It's like that ghost investigation on Invitation Discovery or in what is that show called?
Investigation.
Whatever. So, and they're like, oh, these thermal cameras. Oh, do you see this? My skin is warm. I'm emitting heat. There must be a ghost here. And it's like, what the fuck is this show? It's terrible because we put on something. I don't remember what it was.
I'm always trying to find like what the show of that is, but there's so many different shows.
Ghost Hunters is the original,
is
I think.
It? Or is it like Paranormal Parents or something?
Parents. That sounds like a Disney Channel original movie.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be, at some point, there's got to be, because like you watch Storage Wars, and that's a horrible show, but there's something about it that makes you be like, oh, I want to watch more of this, you know?
It's because of the shit they find, honestly.
Yeah, but when you watch it, and they're like, oh, tetherball. And you're just like, you're an idiot. Like, all these people are so stupid. And
yeah,
this
and
is
the
so
guy
scripted.
With the car is his name Gary or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's got like a glove that he always, because he knows how dirty that shit is. And everybody else just grabs their bare hands and sticks it in like urine-soaked
towels.
That
show is so rigged.
Oh, it is.
That they preload all the shacks and stuff.
That's not very.
And then
all these
storage ward people are just like regular, you know, almost actors. They still own consignment shops and stuff, but they're not actually like profiting off of this stuff at all.
Oh, that's interesting.
Anyway, I'm sure that's obvious to everybody.
Everyone's like, duh, you fucking idiot.
But I can see that there's that compulsive watchability with shows like that.
Yeah. Well, it's like Antique Roadshow. I mean, what am I talking about? That show's dumb and I don't watch it, but I had family members on Antique Roadshow and it was the only episode I ever watched. And I was like, who the fuck watches this? Yeah. But I bet you people are like, oh, I had that tea kettle when I was a child and oh, I sold it. It's worth 50 grand. And then they go hang themselves or something. That's crazy.
But I mean, like, what was the internet 15 years ago? The internet has matured so much that
Sims.
A show like this could totally take place nowadays every week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could watch it on your phone. But back then, something like this, what would you do? Go to a website that was hosted with live video and stuff?
I have no idea.
That would just never happen back
then.
They
reference internet porn. And so I was like, okay, well, there's some sort of like streaming webcam service available.
But internet porn back in those days was you had to like go and use like Napster or Kazaa or whatever.
Kazam? No, wait, you were watching Kazam earlier with Shaq. Okay.
No, Kazam was that Shaq
Kazaa?
Movie. Yeah, Kazaa.
LimeWire. I use LimeWire in Napster. LimeWire. Not anymore.
But you'd have to like download the file onto your desktop, open it, and then...
and save it, and it would have a virus in it usually.
Yeah,
I mean,
sometimes.
I didn't download porn, but I have a funny story about this. So I had a stepbrother. I have no idea where he is now. I don't even know what he's doing, but he lived in our house and he was like 22 years old. And we had one desktop. This was back when I was in, I don't know, like eighth, ninth grade. And it was this huge fucking computer. They didn't have like skinny monitors back then, which they had in this movie, which was weird because they were watching it on that TV in that mm-hmm. house during the house party. So anyway, he took that computer, which is just like, I'm supposed to be using like Microsoft Word and like doing book reports and shit.
Yeah.
And littered it with porn. It was just like literally and you had separate logins. It was Windows XP or whatever.
He
I don't
was
know
doing
what it was.
Nook reports.
Oh my God. But it was so crazy because he left it open once and the background was just a girl like ripping her vagina lips open. And then there were all these, like, I hate it when I see people's computers and there's just like files all over the desktop. And so I'm like, oh my God. And there's
these
just like
files.
Porn everywhere. And we kept running out of memory on our computer. And so my mom, like, you know, was like, you can't use the computer anymore to this 22-year-old man. I don't know why he was living in our house. He was a fucking freak. And so we had to like completely reboot the computer. But I lost like book reports and homework and everything because there were so many fucking viruses from all this porn. And it was apparently like weird shit. Not
well,
like
I'm
bestiality,
sure
but it was like really weird porn.
Well, what is
all
really
porn
weird
is
stuff.
Weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean
my threshold
porn,
has changed
really
over
weird.
The last few years, but
do you think like there was like a strategy with how he had his icons on the desktop? Like it was supposed to be like the girl's ripping herself open and it's like everything's falling out of it. Like,
I don't think he was that intelligent. I just think he needed a folder to put them in.
Well, obviously not a folder.
Well, because immediately, I don't know if it's like OCD, but as soon as I see that shit, I'm like, all right, everything's got it. You know me, I'm all
not
about
a folder.
Folders. Like I can't have any more than 10 things in my inbox or I go crazy and you keep everything in your inbox. Yeah. It's weird. So internet porn was very real back then, and
yeah, well,
I saw the torn open vagina lips that were talking like Homer Simpson.
Were spilling out the desktop icons.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, internet porn has been around since the internet's been around. That was like the first thing. You know, when they invented the camera, the next day they invented the porno. So I figure like when they invented the internet, the next day there was porn on the internet because they were like, this is the future, guys.
Yeah, that's probably the whole reason the internet's around, honestly.
I mean, it's definitely the bedrock of the internet.
Yeah, I wonder what it really was. It's crazy. But anyway, to get back, we haven't even talked about like the beginning of the movie.
We're talking about what the internet was back in 2002. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Which really is the foundation of this movie. But like we said, Jamie Lee Curtis like birthed a child in this mental institution and has been in there ever since. And they're like, she just stares out the window all day and they'll find her up on the roof randomly. She wants to kill herself. And then she's spitting out the pills and putting them in this Raggedy Ann doll.
It was funny how she did that. She like spits the pills out and then opens up the teddy bear, and it's almost like show and tell where she's like showing the camera.
Yeah,
where
it was all the pills turn it a little this way, you
know? Then she closes it up. The interesting thing is when we first see her, she's in her room and everything, and we get a close up on her, and then a single tear rolls down her eye.
Oh no, I didn't miss, I missed it.
Yeah, and I was like, is she crying every day? Like, how long has she been there? And why
did she look sad? Because we talked about this on the last podcast.
No, she was just like looking over like this, and then a tear rolls down, and it's like very eye-droppy tear, you know? But I was like, is she crying like all the time? Or
bro, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think that.
And why is Michael Myers coming to kill her that night? Is there an
anniversary?
He's always
trying
something?
To kill her.
Yeah, but why that night? Why didn't he do it like
so they can,
5 years ago or
because
something?
Because he knew they were going to go shoot this podcast or whatever at their house, this webinar.
Bus driver's like, I want to show y'all guys my webinar.
I want to do motivational speaking.
Yo, guys, I invented this word. It's a seminar on the web. I call it a webinar.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. But get on my webinar, motherfucker.
But they do show a lot of flashbacks to H2O, so I was like, okay, it's the same shit where, like, they think they killed Michael Myers, but apparently it was, like, an innocent father just
because I remember
dressed as him.
I saw H2O in the theater, and when that happened, everyone, like, she decapitates him with an axe, and his head rolls off, and everyone's just like, yeah! Like, because you never see a slasher killer get killed, like, decapitated, you know? They usually are shot and like fall in a hole or something for them to come back the next movie. But when you see their fucking head come off, then you know that they're dead. And everyone was like, yeah, but then they were like, oh, but he put his mask on someone else. And then God. She cut his head off.
He always avoids that. Even when he's shot 50 times, does he just wear like layers and layers of clothes? Well, is that why he's so bulky?
I mean, I don't know how the plot like ended up going, but he was
there's
supposed to
no
be not a
explanation
human.
Ever. Of how he survives. It's not like he's supernatural.
Well, in the sixth movie, there's a suggestion of a thorn cult or something, and there's this man in black. He's in the fifth movie too, isn't he? He like kind of roams the streets, and it's this guy with a black cloak and a black hat, and he knows about Michael Myers and stuff, and there's a tattoo of a thorn on his wrist. Anyway, they dropped all
that
stuff.
I don't remember that at all.
I mean, they ended up dropping all that stuff. And
yeah,
they were just like,
clearly.
Just fucking Michael Myers, just blah, blah, blah. He's never going to die.
That, yeah, they never really, I don't know. I don't remember that from Halloween 5. That's the one where they're like in the barn and stuff and they're having the Halloween party. No. Yeah.
Loomis is like,
God, his voice drives me crazy. And he's so aggressive. He's like, the child!
Jamie,
he's like shaking a child.
Michael!
And then he's like, Michael, come get Jamie. And then she's like trying to get away from him. It's like he's a fucking creep.
I think he like died while they were making number 6. And no. There's two different cuts. There's
like
one that implies
dying.
That he totally dies and one that doesn't.
That he doesn't totally die? He like halfway dies like Michael?
Yeah, he like falls in a hole.
That's hilarious. But what is up with Michael's mask in this movie? Can we just, we haven't even talked about that.
He used a permanent marker on his eyebrows.
The hair is just so
quaffy.
Quaffy and 1970s bush-like. Like if you straightened all the pubes on a furry gal.
All the Lucky Charms leprechaun.
Oh my God, totally. It just looks like someone took a Cabbage Patch doll's hair.
Have hair?
Yeah, well, some of them have curly, but some of them, like, I had one where they had, like, that kind of spiky straight, like, you could comb through it. But yeah, it looked like that or some fucking creepy thing. And then it had the darkest eyebrows, just, like, drawn on with a permanent marker or something. Yeah.
I saw a clip the other day of Faith Hill and Tim McGraw talking.
I don't know where this is
and
going.
And Faith Hill was like doing the interview, and I was like, man, her eyebrows are fucking huge and dark now. And I was like, is that a thing? People darken and thicken their eyebrows?
I don't know.
You'd not want to do that.
I once used to, back in the day, used to do mine real pencil thin. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I think I didn't know how to use tweezers and my mom should have stopped me. But now I'm trying to like grow them back all these years later and they, you know, a hair will grow in the most random place and I'm like, God damn it, I can't just have eyebrows.
Well,
I mean, I have eyebrows, but
would you rather have your current situation or have Michael Myers eyebrows or eyebrows like me, for instance, you know.
Well, yours I could wax and work with. These I can't. You can't make them grow. You know, they don't sell stuff for that.
Mine look like they're about to form into a cocoon and turn into butterflies.
But you're a guy, so that's okay.
Okay.
If you were a girl, I'd be like, what the fuck?
So I sent you that article on the best and worst Michael Myers masks while we were watching this. Do you think that this is the worst mask, or do you think there are worse ones?
I don't know. Like, I didn't... Apparently, according to this ranking, it said, like, 4 and 5 were pretty bad. And I was like...
5 is really bad, I think.
I don't remember it at all, honestly.
And 4 is really not scary looking.
Yeah, I don't really remember them, honestly. This one was just very well-kept and weird. I don't know how I'd rank it. It was just weird.
Did it look exactly like the mask that Busta Rhymes had on when he was playing Michael Myers?
Yeah, which was...
which is the best scene of the movie, I might add.
Yeah, and why doesn't he kill him? Why doesn't Michael Myers just, like, stab him? Because he's like, you better get the fuck out of here, motherfucker.
And Michael Myers is like, well, I guess this guy's right.
He's like, well, I guess I'll kill him a little later.
I better let Dangertainment work.
Dangertainment is the best name. I love it. But it's so weird. And then when they're at the mental institution, there's just, like, a patient walking around the grounds because there's, like, a guard out there. And he's wearing a clown mask. And then he's like, who are you being? You know, the guard is like, "Who? Oh, how did you get out here? And who are you being?" He's like, oh, I've been John Wayne Gacy. He was born in 1964 on March 1st. And he dressed up like a clown and buried people in the walls. And I'm like, who is giving this guy books on serial killers? And then they show his room later and it looks like an office. It's just like glass walls and windows. And then he has like all these masks that he's made. And then he's got articles on the wall and books about serial killers. And I'm like, is this like rehabilitation? Like, what the fuck is going on in this place? Like when we watched House on a Hill, you were talking about like how poorly run it was.
Yeah,
people just like smashing their faces up against the window. And then in this one they're running around like, oh, I found this knife and I'm John Wayne Gacy.
What's funny is we see that scene with the security guard who meets him and he's like, let me take you back to your room, and they're like, okay. And then the very next scene is like, hey, he got out of his room again. And it's like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah,
man?
He could have broken some glass or something. And then his door's just open because Michael Myers walks in and like gives him his knife. And then he's like, oh, Michael Myers born November 1st, 1957 or whatever. He like says his date of birth.
So that gets the plot going. And then we see the opening titles after that, right? It's pretty long, cold open for a Halloween movie. When we start seeing the cast members and getting into the plot of this, are they all in the same college or something?
I don't really know how. I'm sure they found it on Yahoo Chat.
Well, it's weird that they just like gather all these people.
Yeah.
Do they have like a common place where they're from?
Only that Sarah and Jen, is that her name? I don't know. I think those are the only two that really know each other. And then the other people just show up for a casting. I don't know. Maybe they are at the same campus. But then again, I thought that the guy from Disney Channel was also on the same campus, but then he's not because he's like at a campus party. And
yeah, he seems like he's on the other side of the country.
Yeah,
or something.
Because if he doesn't show up in the end and be like, oh, Sarah, I saved you. It's just him and her and Busta Rhymes, who's clearly the star of the film.
So going through these cast members, I would say, how would you rank these as far as like slasher movie characters?
What do you mean? Like 1 to 5 or what?
Well, like, what do you think, they were good or do you think this is like a piss?
Oh, I think
example?
They were fucking terrible.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Like bad actors or bad characters or something?
Both.
I thought they were pretty good.
Okay.
They're good foils for, you know, Cavities. Michael to kill and stuff.
I don't know.
But, you know, you got Katie Sackhoff, who looks great in this.
That is an awful last name.
She really gets my
Sackhoff
really, in this movie.
I was going to say she cut my Sackhoff in this movie.
No, she looks awesome in this movie because she usually...
The blonde girl?
Yeah, well, she...
She looked horrible.
No, she looked amazing in this.
I now question your taste in women, which makes me insecure.
Well, if you've ever seen Battlestar Galactica, she like never wears makeup. And then she was in those Chronicles of Riddick movies and she's always like super tough and stuff.
Oh.
This is the only movie I think she's looked like a girl in, you know?
Oh, okay.
And she's really beautiful.
Okay.
And her last name is Sackhoff.
Wow. I don't know about that. I thought everyone, they had the guy from American Pie in it. They had that really smart art history year, right? major or whatever. And then they had the guy with the long hair who's like, oh, say something smart to me or whatever.
And that guy was like a music major, right?
I don't know.
And they're like, that guy looks like a music major. But the best student who...
Oh, I know where this is going.
...is the chef guy.
Every word out of his mouth has to do with food. Because they're like, what do you think makes someone a serial killer? And he's like, I think not having enough protein in your diet and eating too many Twinkies or whatever. And then he gets in the house and he's like, oh, should I cook you a meal? Oh, look, fennel. It's 20 yeah. years old, but it's fresh. Oh, this is fresh fennel. And it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, the first thing he says, he's like, I bet this house has one of those big, beautiful kitchens. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, they're I like, guess, right. yeah.
yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's dusty like the rest of the house.
Yeah.
And there's no food in here.
And then he pulls out a knife from the drawer and he's like, do you think this is the knife?
Which is like 2 feet long. That is the biggest knife I've ever seen. And I like, even said to you, I was like, is that real? Do they really make knives that large? What are you cutting with that? That's like if you're killing brisket. A grizzly bear and you want it to come out its spine or something. That's insane.
That's like for a big brisket or something.
A big brisket or yeah. a cow.
Enough for a poor family in Illinois to
yeah. eat. Is that where this takes place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Haddonfield, Illinois.
It was anyway, so clean and new.
But then the part where he's about to try and kill Michael Myers, he's like, Michael, you should really get more protein in your diet.
One of the funniest scenes before they go into Dangertainment is when Sarah and her friend, I really hope it's Jen, or I'm just like confusing myself, but they're in their room and they're talking about going on the show, and this fucking random ass fuck comes in and he's like, oh, Michael Myers, he did this and he did that. And they've got their underwear hanging up in the doorway and he like grabs
them. It's
like a baby, them.
Like a, what are those things called? A mobile or something?
Yeah, that you hang? A mobile. I think it's a mobile?
Mobile or whatever.
I don't
that
know
you
what
hang
it is.
From the baby's crib, but it's like that with panties.
Yeah, and he grabbed a pair and I was like, he's going to smell them. And then he didn't. And then yeah. And then those girls were like, he's so weird. And I'm like, I'd be like, oh, I got to go wash my underwear again. Like, what a fucking gross
It's
thing.
Like, you're fucking weird holding your underwear out like that.
Yeah. They were right. And the doorway was open. And then yeah. they go and close him out. And what is the noise he makes? He's like, sounded like Free Willy or something.
Anyway, I think it's weird how all these characters came together. I didn't really quite know what was happening, but it happened and I let it.
It was so confusing.
Before you know it, Busta Rhymes is showing up, explaining things and using a lipstick camera and crouching over really weird.
Those cameras that they had on their head were the worst quality ever. When they were like, run, he's over there or whatever. I was like, all I see is darkness and like some sort of movement, but I wouldn't know who it is or what had happened. So it's no wonder nobody reacts when like Michael Myers starts killing people. They're just like, because I wouldn't know what I'm looking at either.
But it was cool seeing those when they first were showing them off and everybody was playing with them. And then
yeah.
why does that girl scream and break a glass?
Oh my God, I was literally just going to say that. I thought that it was going to be like she had some supernatural powers and like some weird shit was going to tie in with Michael Myers, but it was literally like never mentioned or referenced again. It was the weirdest thing ever. It made no sense at all. Because they were like, oh yeah, that's yeah. our girl, motherfucker.
Strives the camera zooms in on him and he's like, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And I wrote
like,
down like,
oh,
you're
yeah.
looking for women who scream until they break glasses. Like,
yeah, what the
how's
fuck?
That gonna translate to TV or internet TV?
And it never came back to that at all.
Yeah, you would think that she would like scream really loud and Michael Myers would be like, oh my
yeah.
ears.
Oh, I'm bleeding all my ears. Yeah, nothing ever went back to that.
And then Busta Rhymes just makes funny faces and watches yeah. kung fu movies. Chang Li, which I don't think is a real kung fu actor.
Like, I've never heard of that person before. Tyra Banks is in this.
Yeah,
she is. This
is
like America's Next Top
She's
Model?
Also like in a different set than the whole movie that's
well,
going
Well, she's
on
in like a, what do you call them, a trailer watching it. And she gets like, she starts dancing. She's like, oh, just put in the last camera. And he's like, up high, really scary. Down low, really scary. right here, not scary.
But like, those are all pretty fucking boring.
Yeah, I'm like, why don't you like do a shaky cam or I don't know. So she's in the trailer and he's like about to get killed with this tripod, which was so gross. It was like right through the neck, and he doesn't try to run away at all. He's just like backing into this corner, and there's like ample opportunity to run.
And that death is a direct reference to a movie called Peeping Tom, where a guy kills women that same way and takes pictures of them right when he kills them.
Yeah,
and that's how he gets these photographs of them. Like, oh,
that's interesting.
So that was a total ripoff of that movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, Tabor Banks is like, well, I'll be back. I'm gonna go make a venti mocha latte cappuccino.
Did she say it like that? Oh. And she puts whipped cream on it in a rock candy.
And the whipped cream is like super ghetto compared to the rest of the drink. It's like,
oh, and then it's stuck on her nose. Remember, I was like, yeah. I was like, what is that? And I rewound it, and you're like, oh, but she gets it off in the next scene, and she didn't.
Well, and back then they had the flip phones. Did you ever like close a phone with your chin like they did?
Oh, I didn't have one of those.
Oh,
I didn't have. I had a slider. I had a straight button phone.
A cookie, Nokia candy bar thing.
Yeah, one of those Nokias.
Well, anyway, if you had a flip phone, you used to close it with your chin. So I was like, oh, well, she just wiped the whipped cream off with her phone.
No, she absolutely did not. It was awful. And then how weird is it that those kids are just out trick-or-treating in the neighborhood?
Very weird.
Yeah, like, wouldn't the HOA be like, we think we're gonna take this house down because there's people living on both sides of it.
Yeah, it's weird that this house isn't condemned and, you know, it's still there when it's got, like, rotten fennel.
Yeah, and then it was fresh fennel. And then... And then Tyra Banks is like, do you see how I got that T-bird, like, towed or whatever? Like, there was some car out front, and it's like, this is a fucking neighborhood, and you just, like, towed someone's car? Like, do you own the property? They probably don't. They're just, like, sneaking in or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was so stupid. And then Busta Rhymes is, like, gets his horn out, and he's like, ready, go! And they just, like, slowly walk into the house.
He's like, that's entertainment, motherfucker. or he's like, let's get going. Let's get ready to go up in this motherfucker.
But he's yelling. And he has the air horn and he's like, burp. And then I'm like expecting them to run in and like have to find keys to like escape traps or something. And they just like walk in and they're like, oh, what do you think? What's going on? Oh, let's check out the kitchen. This place is a little dusty.
Look at the size of that kitchen. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Look at this high chair.
Do you think that fiddle is 40 years old or fresh?
And then the high chair just, like, flies out of the closet. Like, someone just, a crew member just, like, pushed it out. And they're like, oh, my God, he was chained to the high chair. That's so weird. Oh, all right. Let's keep going. And then that one couple goes in the basement, and the dead bodies fly on them.
Yeah.
Fire on them. And the girl's tits. It's the only tits we see in the movie, and they're so pixelated, we don't even see the nipple.
Well, they show them a little bit later on a regular camera.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I missed it.
You get to see them.
Well, I missed it. But you were laughing so hard because the guy, like, was pushing more bodies on her or something.
Yeah, he's like trying to grab the body off of her, but he's really just like rolling it on top of her and stuff.
Yeah, he's like, get these out of here. Oh, roll. He's trying to roll them back into the wall, and she's just laying there with her tits out. That was so funny.
She could have moved also, though. She's just like standing there like, ah.
Yeah.
Covering,
oh, I would be too.
Covering her boobs, even though no one would cover their boobs in a situation like that. They'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah, I'd be like standing up or getting out. Like it's like her legs were broken. And at first I was thinking, like, who's pushing all these dead bodies onto them? And like, why is there such a fresh pearl necklace, which was literally a pearl necklace, not another kind, around this skeleton's neck? And then right when I was thinking that, then this guy picks up this thing and he's like, made in Taiwan. Oh, it's a prop. So they like had rigged the house. That was the only rig they had. The only other rig was Busta Rhymes dressed up like Michael Myers.
How did a Rookie of the Year get killed?
I don't think he dies in that movie.
Well, what happens to him?
In Rookie of the Year?
Well, no, in this movie.
Oh, well, first of all, I've never seen Rookie of the Year.
But you know, who are you talking about? The kid from American Pie.
Oh! It's like, I don't know. How is this connected? He gets pulled into a mirror. Like, he's looking in a mirror, and then Michael just grabs him. Oh, I don't know. It's kind of weird.
He was a pretty interesting character. It was funny because right when they were walking into the house to shoot, he goes, hey, Busta, or Freddy. Buster Keaton Rhymes. He goes, I got one word for you. Product placement. And it's like,
he's like, you get us having a Pepsi and doing all this.
And it's like, shouldn't you discuss this like before you walked onto the set? And then there's this part where he's like touching on Jen or whatever her name is, Katie Sackhoff. And she's like, why are you touching me? And he doesn't even respond. He just he just makes a face like, come on. She's like, go away.
Yeah, fuck off. And then she tries to show him her
boobs later. And then he gets sucked into a mirror or something. Is that what you said?
He pulls them and dies. I don't know.
Okay. I completely forgot that he's not a very exciting in the movie death. Or died or anything.
Yeah. Well, he didn't make it. Nobody made it but Sarah and Jareth or Busta, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
So why are the kids putting a pumpkin in front of the house? Like, they run up to the house and put a pumpkin there with a light in it.
Oh, I don't know. Just for festivity's sake, I guess.
Again, get rid of the house. Tear it down. It's not seriously. Good. It's not good. Yeah. It's bad for the, you know, resale value of your home.
Yeah.
Having that there.
Put a McDonald's in there.
Serious. Oh, that'd be kind of weird. That's like when they were going to build a Chick-fil-A on top of a graveyard here in Colorado. It's like an Indian graveyard.
I think that's like, I think it's actually a rule that all Chick-fil-A's are built on graveyards. Yeah.
Damn it. Now I want it. And it's Sunday. Fuck. Okay. Oh, it was so funny when Sarah and Jen were fighting and she goes, what a bitch. And she goes, slut. I was like,
slut.
I was like, that seemed like an unusual response. Usually someone would go, what a bitch. And you're like, well, fuck you. But you're not like, slut. it's so weird. I didn't even know what that was. And then they go into Michael Myers' room and they start finding these toys. And it looked like something like Sid from Toy Story would have had in his room.
That was weird.
They had like a head on a doll that had like walking claw arms. And it totally reminded me of Toy Story. And you're like, this guy had a fucked up childhood. And I'm like, yeah.
This guy's like making his own custom toys and shit.
Yeah, he's good.
Then he killed his sister.
Who are you being?
Sylvester Stallone.
He was great in this film. He really was.
I want to get back to Mr. Merryman for a little bit.
Who is that? Oh, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan. Ryan. Merryman with the hamsters. And in the PC.
And the Pulp Fiction.
So his friend, this was like an interesting dynamic throughout the whole movie. His friend is like bullying him into going to this party because he needs a wingman or something.
He needed his John Travolta, his Samuel L. Jackson.
That's the thing. He's like so pissed off. He's like, do you know how rare it is to get invited to one of these if you're a freshman? I think he was really like, I really want to play Samuel L. Jackson, but it's going to be super racist unless someone is John Travolta with
me. It wasn't even racist because he didn't like paint his face.
No, he didn't look like him at all.
Because the only reason I knew, and this is probably why he invited him or forced him to come, the only reason I knew is because the other guy looked like John Travolta. Like, I didn't even think for a second.
Just slapped some chops on the side of him. But it was funny. They get to the party and it's like, you're looking at him, you're like, oh, are they the Blues Brothers? I don't know.
I had no idea.
And then he's like, and then the guy who sits down, his friend who looks kind of like Tom Cruise, he sits down and
blonde
is like,
Tom Cruise.
And is like, you think anyone will know we're from Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, and it's like, oh, okay, I get it.
It's like, all right, thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, thanks for that.
But this is a Miramax movie, so they had the rights to that. So this is like their own cinematic universe they were doing.
I love it. Yeah, they're like, no, we're going to do a Michael Myers Pulp Fiction hybrid film.
What if Michael Myers came into the fucking Quentin Tarantino movie? Holy shit.
Speaking of chops that they slapped on to that kid, did you see Busta Rhymes' chops?
Yeah, they were so cool. Thins?
No, they weren't.
They look like that one setting on a wrench, you know, like when you do the wrench like extra so you can do bigger bolts, you know?
I don't know.
His sideburns look like the long end of a wrench.
It looks like where, you won't know this because you're not a girl, but whenever you put like, whenever you contrast or contour on your face, you put it right where his chops are. So you make like this, you put on like a bronzer and it makes it look like you have higher cheekbones.
So is that why like people do that?
I don't know. That's
they're like, I need my cheekbones higher.
I put it on because I went to get my makeup done and they're like, oh, it looks really nice. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll buy it $400 or whatever. Everyone else is doing it. Great. But he had the weirdest side.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes has always had strange hair that is kind of, you can't really put your finger on it. And
I don't want to. It looks very disgusting.
And his chops and some kind of a pencil thin mustache. He's got like a John Waters mustache.
Ooh.
and then these the long handle of a wrench sideburns that go up to his nose.
So funny. But when that one guy, the chef, gets like fake high, he's like,
I want to go eat some food.
He goes, oh, Michael Myers, where's Michael Myers? Hey, Michael Myers. And he's just like so high. And then he's, I think, in the bathroom and gets, and they keep doing that camera shot back to his face.
He's like,
yeah, and he's just like hanging on the back of the door. And it's just like his face, and he's like alive, but has no expression. I guess he's being hung on the back of a door. But
yeah, since he's the foodie chef guy, I was like, when it showed them getting hot
in the kitchen.
Well, he did get killed in the kitchen.
That was the kitchen.
Yeah,
oh.
But when he was getting high, I was like, you know what I could use right now? Some food and food accessories.
Because we were just waiting for him to make a food reference he was high. Because it's like, who isn't hungry when they're high? So then that's when it's finally like, okay, Michael Myers is in the house. And that's when they slice off that blonde girl you think's hot. I think her name's Jen. Again, I
cut her head off.
Yeah, they cut her head off with the one fail swoop of a knife. Why is that fail swoop? Is it a fell swoop?
I don't know. I usually avoid using terms that I don't know how to pronounce.
Well, I always use them, so don't worry. But yeah, just the slice of a knife and her head is rolling down the stairs. And that was crazy. And then they're all like, oh my God. And then that's,
and they're like, that's digital effects, y'all.
Yeah. All those people watching. And then that's when she's like, Dirkster. Wait, what's his name?
Decker.
Decker. Fucking dumb name. And then she's like, Decker, help me, it's me, Decker.
Which
and
is
then,
like, quite a stretch to rely that someone's going to type you directions,
some Yahoo mail boyfriend, yeah,
on your phone with 1G service in 2002 or whatever it had. Like, it's gonna take like a half hour to get a text message if someone sends
it
to you.
And that house doesn't have Wi-Fi.
No.
But you can watch internet porn somehow. But it's streaming, so maybe it does. Wi-Fi didn't even exist. It was
streaming
all Ethernet.
Didn't exist back then.
I don't know how they did this.
You could stream radio on Real Player back then.
Yeah. Oh my God, I remember Real Player. Now I get these things that are like, do you want to update to Real Player? And I'm like,
you still have Real Player on your computer?
Yeah. Well, it's like a PC thing.
I would get that shit off there.
When is QuickTime going to go away?
Never.
I don't like that. It's too Real Player-like.
Okay. Well, what
they're
would you
prefer?
They're
both very sexual references. Like, I'm a real player. And, like, you want to have a quick time? Like, I don't like any of that.
Yeah.
Give me iMovie. Like, that's a nice.
But doesn't that sound
name.
Like iMovie?
Nope. Sounds like iMovie. So Busta comes in and saves the day, busts a cap on his ass.
Well, first he tells him that it's all fake. And they all get pissed because they're like, I don't want to be a part of this, man.
Well, that's before Sarah's head gets.
Oh, they already
off.
Know it's fake before
yeah.
that?
Well, no. Well, he, yeah, because he's like, turn off the mics. And then he's like, you guys play along, I'm going to kill you.
Did you think it was weird that they were all like, nah, man, I can't do any of this fake shit?
I don't
and it's like,
think they said, nah, man.
Like, nah, man. But it's like, they're like, I don't even want to be a part of this. It's like, why? Like,
it's fake.
Like,
what
were you guys expecting to, what truths were you expecting to unearth this night? And why do you
and
have so much integrity
before? Because he's like, I'll pay you if you do this. So I'm like, why else were these guys doing this if they're not getting paid? Because
Michael Myers is so interesting, dog.
Oh my God.
He's a killer shark.
So funny. And then when Busta Rhymes is beating up Michael Myers, it's so funny. So we watch everything with the closed captions on because I otherwise can't hear a damn thing. So he does a kung fu cry when he kicks him. That's what the subtitles said. It was like, yeah, he was like, wah! It was like kung fu cry. Apparently, Tyra Banks died at some point, but they didn't show it.
No, they didn't.
Because she was like, oh, I have this great idea. How about he kills me with the coffee machine? They're like, now we're just going to hang you like up there.
Dude, she was barely in this movie.
I know.
They were like, all right, Tyra, you can come on set for like 3 days. You get to talk to Busta Rhymes and drink coffee and make your own coffee.
Yeah, and she and was like it. Way down with that.
And then we'll get you hanging from the ceiling for like, I don't know. 5 minutes. Then, but she's barely in this movie.
It's true.
Busta Rhymes is really like carrying this whole movie.
Oh yeah, he's really carrying it. Well, then that Sarah girl, who I think is terrible, the main character. So she like goes to kill Michael Myers and she's like, this is for Jay and Ray.
With a chainsaw.
And for all of them. And then the chainsaw dies. And so I was like, if you one cut of into someone yeah. with a chainsaw and like yeah, you're just, dead.
Just point it right into his stomach.
Yeah, was she just like
chest.
Swinging it in the air? She was like, ah, this is for all of them. And then he's just like, just stabs her.
But what a cool thing, because it's like a chainsaw against Michael Myers. I don't think we've ever seen that. And that's like, would Leatherface beat Michael Myers? And the answer is no. The chainsaw would die. And then yeah. Michael Myers would have his gasless knife.
We should put all these people together, because we've done Freddy versus Jason, but we haven't had like Michael Myers in there. Who's another one?
They've been trying. They were going to do Freddy versus Jason versus Pinhead and versus Ash from Army of Darkness.
Ash isn't a villain, though.
No, but he would be the hero.
Okay.
Who would kill them all or not.
Oh, that'd be sad.
Those exist as comic books now, too.
That's interesting. So, on the scale, I know you like love this movie now, of 1 to 5, what would you give this film?
Personally, I would probably give it a 3, I would say.
What? That was my kung fu cry.
It's funny. I work with a guy named Shane, and he is the Halloween series is his favorite of any series.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him. He watches them all during October.
Yeah.
And I was like, so what's the worst one? Is it Resurrection? He's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Resurrection is got to be the worst one. It's just abysmal, terrible movie. But and I, for the longest time, agreed with him. But watching it this time, I would say I have a lot more fun watching this movie than I do some of the other Halloween sequels, like Halloween 2, Halloween 6.
Yeah.
I would probably rather watch this than those ones.
I would just not watch any of them.
Why? They're so good.
This. I don't know. I just want to watch a movie I like.
But you like 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah. And 1.
Yeah. Which you've never seen.
You've never seen it?
No, you've never
seen it. No, I've seen it. I just hadn't seen it. I saw 4 or 5 first before I saw like 1, 2, and 3. 3 was like the last one I saw. And 6 I've never watched because it looks so weird.
It's got Paul Rudd.
Oh, is that the one in the shower? The weird shower? Oh, no, that's the weird Nightmare on Elm Street that's got like the sexy shower scene with the... Didn't they think there was like a gay agenda in like Nightmare on Elm Street 2. Okay, that's what it was. I was thinking of how it was Halloween for some reason. But yeah, so anyway, God, I would give this movie... I don't know if I've ever done this. I would give it like a 1.
Well, you've done that before.
Have I? For what?
I think the last movie we did, The Langoliers or something.
Oh, no.
I gave it a 1, I think.
I don't know what I gave it. So, I don't know. I just like kind of started to stop paying attention for the last 20 minutes. And you'd be like, hey, look up, look at this. Because I was like putting away photos and album. That's how bored I was. And because you're like, who has photo albums anymore? And then you're like, oh, watch this Busta Rhymes line. And so I did enjoy Busta Rhymes in this. He was like a 5 for me. But
he's really good in this.
He was fine. He's very silly.
He's really into this part. He's not phoning it in. There's nothing I hate more than an actor that obviously doesn't care when they're in a movie. Busta Rhymes obviously cares.
Well, Sarah
about,
did not care at all. It was like two ends of the spectrum.
Totally, and I hate that. Then you have Busta Rhymes who's just like saying really stupid stuff, but his face is so funny looking.
Is that how he talks in real life? Just like in conversation?
I don't know. You know, everybody kind of has like, you look at The Rock in The Mummy Returns and the way he acts versus how he acts now. You can tell that there's like, I don't usually act, but now I'm acting. And there's like this kind of attitude that comes with that.
Yeah.
And you can see that on Busta Rhymes in this. So that was our first and hopefully not our last Halloween movie.
I think we're going to start getting into the Christmas season.
That's true.
So I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, we watch Christmas movies pretty much all throughout late November into December. And so we might as well do podcasts about them.
Yeah, we should. We've already done a Muppet Christmas Carol, and that's it. So we're left with...
A Muppet Treasure Island.
There aren't that many Christmas movies.
There's a million Christmas movies.
No, there's not a million. There's like maybe 100.
100 million?
Okay, if you're watching the Hallmark Channel, then there's a million.
There's so many.
Yeah, we could definitely find a good Hallmark movie.
There are more Christmas movies than there are any other holiday movies.
Yeah. And I don't know why I said a good Hallmark movie. It would just be a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, those things don't work. They make some good ornaments, but probably not some great movies. Yeah.
Well, I would end this with a Busta Rhymes song, but I don't know any I don't even know that Liquid Gel song.
Well, I'm just going to use Busta Rhymes' line about Michael Myers and say...
Do it.
Michael Myers is not a celebrity.
No, you got to do it with a Busta Rhymes voice.
Michael Myers is not a celebrity or a soundbite or a hot take or what he says or a...
I don't know. A hot splitting tamale.
Image? I don't know.
splitting image?
Side notes. I think
it's a spitting image.
Michael Myers is a killer shark with baggy ass overalls. And now he's dead or something. I don't know the rest of the line.
Wow. Really ended that.
And then he talks to his body and he's like spitting on him and stuff. And it's like, you're probably getting busted DNA all over this Michael Myers body.
He busted his DNA all over it. Yeah. I don't have anything else to add to that speech.
All right, good. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so I had to make this video before I left for the weekend. It's become super requested in the past week. Apparently, it's this new Busta Rhymes and Chris Brown song, which is really cute, by the way. I love it. It's adorable. It's like one of my favorite songs. But I decided I'd do it. Everyone wants me to speed read it or speed talk it. But I'm going to speed read it because that's what I do. I'm a speed reader. I just can go faster if I'm reading it. And also, I'm not going to rap it because, one, I can't find the background track. And, two, when I did the Look At Me Now rap, everyone's like, you're going faster than the beats. I thought it'll just be fun just to see how fast I can go. So... I'm sure y'all will slow this down and time it and tell me how many words I did, so I'm not even gonna bother. I'm just gonna do it for y'all, and you let me know how you like it. Every single time I get up in the building, and I touch it, and I get a pop, and you get a stab, and how long God, I'm like, and they wonder how my nigga does it when I'm black and every hood and every street, and then I float. I'm making every DJ wanna bring it back, and they rob, making another nigga stab, and you know, put up in the cup to see the way I'm spinning, and gotta jigger, run from the way that I begin on the beat, and I'll be dumbing. Look at me doing this on YouTube. Let me give one double the blow. Let me show you jigs how I really mix it up. I'm slow it down a little. Nothing better than me to flip it up. Such a little pitch. And everyone I see bottles in the hand. You can get it up. Throw my money all around to the ground. I'm going to get short work for shooting. You know, the shirt's kind of dead for a head. Step a ball and spot. And really, the sooner I bust a jig in the head, I throw a little coke in the street. And I see the red when I come and hit it up. It's like a street press. Step it up. I need to know better than I can do anything. Because I already know I'm going to give it up. Why stop now? I can do anything. I can have anything. Oh, yeah. You guys hate my dancing. Sorry. I'll cut out the dancing. Hope you guys loved it.